The headlines at 18 hours. Good evening, and thank you for joining us this evening. Citizens First Party President Harry Kalaba has described as alarming the rise in poverty levels in Zambia, now estimated at a staggering 65.14%, according to the World Bank statistics. Governance expert Isaac Mwanza has petitioned the Constitutional Court to overturn its recent ruling, halting the Constitution Amendment process through Bill No. 7 of 2025. In international news, a Ugandan military helicopter with 8 people on board has crashed at the main international airport in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. An aviation official has told the BBC.
9/7 News, all day, every day.
My name is Ndashi Mataka. 7 suspects, including 4 Chinese nationals and 3 Zambia nationals, were arrested by the Zambia Police Service for attempting to steal zinc oxide worth 45,522,032 dollars, equivalent to 1.1 million kwacha. The police foiled the theft for monitoring systems revealed that the truck carrying the cargo had deviated from its designated route from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Singapore. Police Public Relations Officer Ray Hamonga commended the swift coordination and alert systems that led to the successful interception. He says the Zambia Police Service continues to work tirelessly in collaboration with security partners and stakeholders in the supply chain industry to combat transnational crimes such as cargo theft. Hamonga says the truck and its content have been secured as evidence and investigations are ongoing. The police operation was a result of GPS tracking that showed the vehicle was being unlawfully offloaded into a premises in Jasum Industry Company Yard.
Oxide was implanted from FCL mine file in Lubumbashi province of the Democratic Republic of Congo and was destined for Trafigura Asia Trading PTE Limited based in Singapore, with the cargo expected to exit the region via the Dar es Salaam corridor. The alert was triggered when monitoring systems revealed that the truck, Escania truck bearing registration number T731ASM, a Tanzanian truck carrying the high-grade cargo, had diverted from its designated route. GPS tracking showed that the truck had been diverted and was unlawfully being offloaded into the premises of Jasum Industry Company Yard, raising immediate suspicion. Police promptly moved in and conducted a raid in the said location, resulting in the apprehension of 7 suspects, namely 4 Chinese nationals and 3 Zambian nationals. All suspects are currently in police custody and are assisting with ongoing investigations. The truck and its content have since been secured by police as evidence.
Citizens First Party President Harry Kalaba has described as alarming the rise in poverty levels in Zambia, now estimated at a staggering 65.14%, according to World Bank statistics. Kalaba's comments come as the country grapples with escalating economic challenges, which he argues have worsened since the United Party for National Development took power 4 years ago. Addressing journalists Wednesday morning, Kalaba criticized the UPND government for creating what he calls a facade of economic, while the reality for most citizens is one of increasing hardship. He highlighted the correlation between recent dismissals at the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS, and the trends in inflation and hunger among the populace. The CFP leader has further expressed frustration over what he described as a growing divide between a small elite benefiting and the vast majority of Zambians who are struggling to survive on less than $2.15 billion a day. I beg your pardon, on $2.5 $1,000 a day. Meanwhile, Kalaba has condemned the government's tendency to blame its predecessors for ongoing economic woes. He notes that the Ministry of Finance's recent request for supplementary budget of 33.6 billion Zambian kwacha reflects poor planning after the then external factors.
Zambia has taken concrete steps to harness this potential. Our recent public-private partnership initiative exemplifies our commitment to creating an investment-friendly climate. Projects in infrastructure, particularly roads, are opening up economic corridors. They're boosting trade and connecting communities. These strategic investments demonstrate how government and private sector collaboration can generate win-win outcomes, enhancing our development trajectory while providing attractive returns for investors. However, we are cognizant that many barriers remain, from risk perception and inadequate infrastructure to regulatory hurdles. Addressing these challenges requires deliberate efforts, innovative financial instruments, and regional as well as international cooperation. We must promote transparency, rule of law, strengthen institutional capacity, and develop pipelines for bankable projects.
Governance expert Isaac Mwanza has petitioned the Constitutional Court to overturn its recent ruling, halting the Constitution amendment process through Bill No. 7 of 2025. In his petition, Mwanza argues that the court's majority judgment is inconsistent with Article 64, subsection 1, and Article 88, subsection 1 of the Constitution. Additionally, he seeks a declaration that the judgment nullifying the Constitution Amendment Bill is in violation of Standing Orders 131, 132, 133, and 134 of the National Assembly. Mwanza further contends that the judgment contradicts Section 2 of the Inquiries Act, which empowers the Republican President and members of the Parliament to propose bills to amend laws, including the Constitution. The petition was filed with the Constitutional Court following the court's decision on June 27, 2025, to suspend the Constitution amendment process under Bill No. 7 of 2025.
977 News.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe says private sector investments are vital in unlocking the resources needed for transformative progress towards poverty eradication. Speaking during a side event on a private sector mobilization at the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development in Seville, Haimbe noted that initiatives aimed at poverty reduction, advancing health and education, and combating climate change require more than just public funds, and that a strong partnership with the private sector is key to achieving these milestones. He says it is for this reason that the Zambian government has taken concrete steps to harness the potential of the private sector in all facets of national development by encouraging private-public partnerships. He emphasized the importance of governments to create an enabling environment through coherent policies, effective regulatory frameworks, and innovative partnerships that attract and facilitate private investments into sectors critical for the future.
Let's not forget, Africa is not a problem to be solved. Africa is a partner to be embraced. It is the growth frontier of this century, rich in ideas, national resources, human capital, and economic potential. Zambia, like many African nations, is reforming and repositioning. We are investing in renewable energy, modernizing our agriculture and food systems, strengthening fiscal governance, and rebuilding microeconomic stability. Mr. President, as we look ahead, let us rise above short-term interests and zero-sum thinking. Let us rebuild trust between the North and South governments and citizens, generations past and future.
The Treasury has released 400 million kwacha to the Ministry of Local Government to support the implementation of Constituency Development Fund CDF projects and programs. This brings the total amount allocated for the 2025 CDF to 2.7 billion kwacha. Local